Now, D-U-Z, Duz, brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, I just wish it were possible for me to walk up on your front porch right now, ring your doorbell, and have you open the door.
Yes?
Good morning. I'm Clayton Collier, and I've come out here to tell you the big news about Duz.
Well, what is it?
Duz does everything and does it best. And that's been proved in tests against 25 different wash day soaps.
25? Well, could that mean my soap, too?
No doubt. Leading soaps of every kind were included. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety for colors. And only Duz came out with a perfect score on all three combined.
Well, I never.
You see what that means? This new kind of soap gives you a winning combination. Take the prettiest colors you wash.
Like my slips and blouses and things?
Mm-hmm, that's right. Duz actually leaves those colors brighter. Why, compared to Duz, most soaps fell down on safety to colors.
Well, what about towels and work clothes?
There again, Duz showed up the others. Some soaps didn't make the grade on whiteness or suds for cleaning. But Duz gets your towels whiter, definitely whiter, than soap after soap. And it can't be beat for getting those grimy work clothes clean either. Duz does it without hard scrubbing.
It sounds like Duz is some soap.
Oh, you bet it is. For whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors... For everything combined, this new kind of soap tested best. So why not make Duz your wash day soap? Duz does everything and does it best. Now Duz invites you to visit the Goldbergs. Joe Ellis's attempted humiliation of Molly has had just the opposite effect. When Joe slapped Molly once, twice, three times, he expected to reduce her to submission. But he hadn't reckoned with Molly's inner strength. Instead of breaking down, she turned on him and told him what she really thought of him and his kind. Right after that, Molly called Bertie in Lastonbury and found out that Seymour had taken the $25,000 from Molly's purse for safekeeping and then gave it to Jake, whom he met in Greensville. What happened to Jake after that, Seymour didn't know. Molly is back in her room. Listen.
What are we sitting like this? It's still a few hours to dawning. Go to sleep, Dave. Rosalie, Ma, rest.
Rest, Molly. Look what you look like. Oh, Molly, why don't you let me go inside to that Mike and Joe and with my own hands do to them what they did to you?
It's all right, David.
Look at your face from the slaps he gave you. The marks of his fingers are still red on your cheek.
It's all right, David. The marks will fade.
You look so tired, Ma.
What are you looking at, Rosalie? My gray hair?
Only a few gray hairs, Ma.
Not so few. It's all right, Rosalie. Gray hair means added years. And years bring wisdom, they say. Boy, I should only be wise now and have wisdom to match the many years I lived. Why, David, Rosalie, we have to be so wise now. We have to be as wise as Solomon. Now we must only wait and watch. Mike and Joe are suspicious now of each other. Let them fight and we'll watch. And maybe that's the way we'll find out where Papa Dear is. Now that they know that Jake has the money. If Mike knows where Jake is, Joe will find out also. It's the money they want and they would kill each other for it.
Cain and Abel.
No, David. They're Cain and Cain. Oh, David, tell me, what is it in money that has the power to bring out the worst and the best in people? Look what it did to a sweet girl like Mary. She took the money. She took the money, and I believe it. She was the one that put the money in my pocketbook, because maybe she got frightened. It wasn't her money. Look what it did, to Mike and Joe. Maybe, who knows? Maybe if they had a different respect, how shall I say, for the real values of life and living, and they knew the things that counted and the things that didn't count, maybe they would also be different.
Oh, Molly, please.
I mean it, David, darling. I mean it. Because to understand how to separate the chaff from the wheat, that has to start has to start way, way back in your life. It has to start at your mother's knee. Maybe Joe and Mike never had that.
He hit you, and you are finding excuses to forgive. Maybe you should have turned the other cheek.
Is that bad, David?
What?
To turn the other cheek.
Sometimes it's very bad. Because if you turn your other cheek to some people, they take your whole life. The Bible also said, a knife for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Maybe someday hands won't be used for slapping. Hands maybe someday will be clasped in brotherhood for work. Maybe someday the farmer's hand will be on the plow only, and the worker's hand on the machine only. That's what we're hoping for.
Not hoping, Ma. Fighting for.
Yes, fighting. Fighting, fighting, fighting. What do I know of what's going on in the world since my predicament here? What wonderful pages have been added to the People's History Book? Just after we left Lastonbury, we left home and we got on the bus to Mexico. Plenty happened in the world, not?
Rome became free.
And Mary put the money in your pocketbook.
Yes, Rome. Rome became free and I was on the bus. Oh, Rome, such a beautiful, wonderful, great city.
I had a teacher once that used to say, Rome is a city like an old man sitting in the sun with a smile on his face that says, I'm old and I'm wise and I've seen plays before.
Like the fascists, and they also perished, huh, Rosalie, dear?
The whole story of history is a struggle between good and evil.
The whole struggle of a person's personal life is a struggle between good and evil. Oh, and when it looks like the dawn will never come, then we hear the marching and the voices of the goodness that's in people.
When we were in Pennsylvania, Paris was free.
Paris was free when we were in Pennsylvania. Oh, Paris, Paris. Oh, can you imagine the feelings of those mothers and fathers when the Nazis was driven out? Can you imagine the laughter that flowed through the streets like sunshine the first free morning, huh? And mothers looked out of the window and maybe said, oh, what a beautiful day. And they wheeled their babies into the park. And no more hiding in the cellars every time a footstep was on the steps. No more heartbroken wives because the Gestapo took her husband, maybe. Oh, freedom, freedom, freedom. Now that I tasted prison here, I know better the importance of being free.
Oh, Molly, Molly, if I was only younger than I am, I would be willing to give not only one life, but 100 lives. If I could just step one foot into Berlin, and if I could bring all the tears that Mr. Hitler is responsible for, and have them flow like a river under the linden, and with my own hands push Mr. Hitler, Mr. Goebbels, Mr. Himmler, and his whole company, and push them into the sea of tears, and if drowning myself also with them would mean the end of this world's tragedy, where children are called on to die before they had a chance to live, I would die gladly.
Don't drown, David. The waters are rising now to swallow them. And there are millions of people ready to push their heads under if they ever rise again. Oh, David, David, that's why the slaps didn't hurt me. They were my small introduction to all the people that tasted the cruelty, the evil that's in the world today. My introduction to the people in England who lived through the bombs and the Russian mothers and fathers who are alive today. Oh, they're knocking.
I can't.
Mike Hilton, isn't it?
Mike Hilton, get some clothes, are you?
Stay here. Don't come out, Rosalie.
Oh, why?
Make it snappy!
What? Now,
David, dear, you go say I'll be right out.
All right. Yes?
I want to talk to the missus, not you.
She's coming right away. She has to slip on something.
Okay.
Okay, she's coming right away.
Well? You talk to her, Mike?
Take it easy, Joe.
I'm taking it easy. You're the one that's excited.
Only because that head of yours thinks slower than your fists.
I got no complaints against my head.
Do you know what it means to hit an innocent dame? That's assault and battery. And with your record, they'd send you away and forget you.
Now, wait a second, dearie. Whose side are you on, anyway? Whose dough is it, anyway? Theirs or ours?
But it don't give you no right to drag Rough Step in. That's only good when everything else don't work.
So everything else didn't work. So I hit her. Maybe you want me to get down on my hands and knees to that battle axe and say, Uncle? Huh?
Listen, knucklehead. I got more at stake than the dough in this sea. I got my reputation with Elsie Wilder, the woman I love. Yeah, so now you know it. So you're going to apologize as soon as this dame comes out. Tell her you didn't mean it. Tell her anything.
What do you think this is, a kindergarten? Me apologize? You're loco, Toots. Maybe you're more loco than I think. Holding out on me about where the dough really is stacked.
What are you talking about?
Ah, don't give me them innocent eyes, Mike. That dame said she told you her husband had the dough. Didn't she?
Maybe, so what?
So why didn't you tell me? What am I doing chasing my tail around this joint? Answer me that, huh? Why'd you throw me on the wrong track?
Pipe down and stop hollering. What wrong track?
Do you want me?
Yeah. Come in. Come in. What wrong track?
If this dame told you her husband has a dough, where is he?
Mrs. Goldberg, did you tell me your husband has the money?
Don't you remember?
Where's your husband?
Yeah. Where is he?
Where is he? Don't you know?
Well, so Jake does have the money, and Mike claims he doesn't know where Jake is. Is he double-crossing Joe Ellis? Or is Mike really telling the truth? You know, it's always a thrill to be the bearer of glad tidings. That's why I'm so glad to bring you the news about Does. I mean, how those terrific tests against 25 wash day soaps proved does everything best. And here's more good news. This new kind of soap does everything best in the dishpan, too.
In the dishpan, too? Are you kidding?
No, ma'am. Out of all those 25 soaps, only Does gives you this combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease, together with greater kindness to your hands. Why, none of those soaps could do all Does does for dishes. You ought to see the suds Does makes.
Lots of them?
You bet. Does gives more suds faster than soap after soap. Longer lasting suds, so you don't have to keep adding soap. Does goes to work on grease quicker, too. No hard scouring. Yet this new kind of soap is actually kinder to your hands. Leaves them wonderfully smooth. You see, in the dishpan, too, does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg, and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Jake becomes the object of a manhunt, and Joe Ellis gets a head start in the race. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. Keep on saving used kitchen fat until J-Day, the day the Japs are licked. Save used fat. Every drop, every day.